Mercy and peace be to each of us from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Time is on my side. Yes, it is. Those words are the first lines from the Rolling Stones song of that same name, released in 1964. Think about that word, time. Or better yet, timing, and what people have said about that subject. It's about time. Time waits for no one. There's nothing like the present time. Or how about timing is everything? That last phrase, I think, rings particularly true with many of us. Timing is everything. I imagine that most of us, at least myself, want to know with a minimum of delay how a situation or a particular story is going to turn out. Now, I know when I'm watching one of my favorite TV shows, the anticipation begins to build. I can't wait to see how the story is going to end. Unfortunately, guess what comes up on the TV? To be continued. Oh boy. And what if it happens to be the season finale? Never mind, I have to wait to next week. I have to wait to next fall to find out what's going to happen. I believe most of us are impatient people who want answers now on my time and my time frame. And I think we transfer that same impatience to our relationship with our Lord. Now, if I get upset when I have to wait a week to see how a TV show is going to be resolved, can you imagine how impatient the people became waiting for God to fulfill his promise to send the Messiah? It was about 1,500 years from God's first promise until the birth of the Messiah in Bethlehem. Our time and God's time are not the same. Peter recognized this problem, and in writing to his fellow Christians after Christ had returned to the Father, he continued to deal with that impatience when he says, "The Lord is not slow to fulfill promises as some count slowness." Paul also addressed that same question of God's timeliness in his letter to the Romans, where he said, "At the right time, Christ died for the ungodly." At the right time. Remember that phrase? Timing is everything. Now, some of us, on hearing today's gospel, myself included, thought, wait a second, there's something wrong with the timing of this message. It's not even Thanksgiving, and the gospel sounds like a Good Friday message, which is still, 5 months away. Why is this gospel passage selected in the lectionary today? Well, today we celebrate the last Sunday in the church year. And it's appropriate that on this Sunday, we recall the completion of God's promise to reconcile us to him in Jesus' ultimate sacrifice. Jesus' act on that barren hill outside Jerusalem allows each of us in faith to look with absolute certainty beyond that depressing place of death to a glorious eternity with God. The prophet Isaiah, in a vision given to him by God over 700 years earlier, declared, talking about Christ's act on that Good Friday, "He will swallow up death forever, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces." The long-promised reconciliation, going all the way back to the Garden of Gethsemane after the fall, is brought to a conclusion on that barren hill as recorded in today's gospel, the last Sunday of the church year. Now, when God created us, we had a perfect relationship with him. Nothing separated us from him. At least that is until Satan entered the scene and began to cast doubt about God's rules. And if you think about it, at that time, there was really only one rule. Do not eat from the tree that's in the center of the garden of the knowledge of good and evil, or you're going to die. Satan goes up to Eve and says, "He's lying to you. You're not going to die. You will be like God. Be like God. Well, the rest, as they say, is history. The perfect relationship is destroyed. Cain is jealous of Abel and kills him. God tells the people of Israel, I'm going to give you this land. And how do they respond? Oh, no, they're too powerful. I can't do that. I don't believe what you're telling me, God. They reject his promise. And people to this day continue to doubt and even reject God's word. We turn to other gods to fulfill our needs. Money, power, you name it, whatever it happens to be. Simply put, sin enters the world and our lives, creating a gap between us and the Father. And there's nothing we can do to close that gap. We're sinners, and we deserve nothing but death and eternal separation from God. That's the bad news. But the good news is God did not just say, well, you guys chose to mess up, now suffer the consequences. He did not turn his back on us, but promised to send a Messiah, a Redeemer, to close that gap that our sin created and make us once again acceptable in the Father's eyes. That promise is found throughout the Old Testament. God's promise immediately after Adam and Eve had sinned that he was going to send a Messiah who was going to crush sin and Satan. I read that there are over 60 direct references to the promise of the Messiah in the Old Testament. 60. Jesus himself affirmed that promise when he told Nicodemus, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life." That promise is fulfilled in today's gospel. Now, someone may say, well, it took you long enough, but that, we have to remember, is not God speaking. That is sinful man. With God, our patience is rewarded. May not be on our schedule or even the way we thought it should develop, but it will come in the time that God intended it to happen. Paul spoke again about that timing in his letter to the Galatians, where he said, when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son. Timing. Christ nailed on that cross took upon himself the penalty that we deserved, but could never pay. And in so doing, as the prophet Isaiah proclaimed, he swallowed up death and removed our separation from God, assuring us that by faith in Christ Jesus, we would spend eternity with him. Next week marks the beginning of the season of Advent, a time when we once again look forward to recalling God's fulfilling his promise in his time, at the right time, to send the long-awaited Redeemer, Emmanuel, God with us. It's fitting then on this last Sunday of the church year that we look once again at the completion of God's plan to reconcile us to him. Jesus, on that Good Friday, declared that the time was right, and that just as he assured that second thief on the cross, today you will be with me in paradise. We also have that same certainty that in faith we have the absolute assurance that we will spend eternity with Jesus in the Father's kingdom. What a way to end the church year, hearing again the final act of God's love and the fulfillment of his plan to reconcile us to him. In Advent, we remember the good news that the long-promised Messiah is coming into our lives. May we today and every day never forget that because of what Jesus completed on that hill outside Jerusalem, that we have the assurance that time is on our side and we will spend eternity with him in heaven. Amen.